Lessons from the lathe. It happens to be this week, Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, for those of you outside of the holiest land in the world, or just B'chukosai, if you want to spend less time in Shul Shabbos, come visit us here in Israel. It is also, the topic is what, of course, what I wanted to focus on, famous Vort from Rabbi Forrest Gump. And I wanted to see if that was a Jewish Vort. And it's not, it doesn't come from him. It comes from his Halakha mother. And he says, Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. The question is that a Jewish thought? I want to dedicate the shir for Refuah Shleima, for Tzvi ben Peshem, my father-in-law. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send him Refuah Shleima. He's having a test right as we speak, right now, that Amir Tzah Hashem will determine only very good things in his life. And he probably will have to have a surgery this week. It should be with only good tidings, with brachas, and should lead him to only good health with nachas from the kinder, especially my children. And yes, I also want to dedicate this year L'zecher Nishmas, a wonderful tzaddikus, Meredith Farrell. It was a girl who passed away around my age. One of my childhood friends, Scott Farrell, was her brother. And Scott wrote so beautifully and kept us informed of this tzaddikus life, because she lived, unfortunately, much of her life prone to disease, and it was very, very difficult. And unfortunately, the battle was lost, and certainly the Rebbeinu Shalom should have her be a Melech Yosher to all Klal Yisrael, but specifically for her family in this difficult time for them, as they've just gotten up from Shiva. So the question is this really true? Is it true? And what does it mean even? What's the Vort? After, you know, back in the day when this was said, it was like, oh yeah, buy a second amount of chocolate. So we thought of that chocolate box. I don't know if we still have that chocolate box. But sometimes you would get a gift that, hey, look, a fancy chocolates, and it would be a chocolate thing and it wouldn't have the key on it. Or somebody would throw out the key, which would tell you, Lahabdil, I don't know, if it's not Lahabdil, like the Jelly Belly. Right, so the Jelly Belly, you don't know, right? I actually bought one of my many trips. So I tricked my kids, and I bought they have a box that has yucky flavors. They're all bad flavors. They all taste like things you don't want to eat. It didn't go very well in the house. So I was kicked out. Anyway, that's why I'm here. So the question is that really true? You don't know what you're gonna get, right? You have the piece of chocolate. You don't know, is it nougat in it? Oh, it's nuts. I don't like nuts. And what does that mean? Life is the lack of chocolate. So what? So I interpret it to mean, this is my Rashi on Forrest Gump, is life is like a chocolate, so you know, whatever God gives you, he gives you. Do the best you can. I want to focus on that based on a pasuk in the parsha. As we know, for those that are only reading B'chukosai, so it is the parsha of Klalos. And it's supposed to be so important to us and have such an effect on us that we have to do it 2 weeks before Shavuos. For if we did it a week before, we would be so sad the whole week. If we really experienced the Torah, as a Torah's Chaim, that we couldn't go into Shavuos. And that's why we always do it 2 weeks before Shavuos. I was once Zoicha to go to a laning. Rav Nevenzel laned the Torah. Rav Nevenzel, the chief rabbi of the old city, was at his home. And I remember he was the laner. And he was reading the Tochacha and he started crying. And everybody's like, what's this guy crying about? This happened years and years ago. No, it's actual. It happens today. And I think Dafka, the pasuk that I'm about to quote, I think that is the Vort. Is this actualized today? In the middle of Tochacha, seemingly, it tells us a great story. V'zacharti, and God will remember as Brisi Yaakov, V'af Brisi Yitzchak, V'af as Brisi Avram, Eskor, V'aretz Eskor. Don't worry, as bad as things will get, God is going to remember Yaakov, he's going to remember Yitzchak, and he's going to remember Avram and the land that he gave them. So as bad as it gets, don't worry, we got the Schosovos. So obviously, the most obvious question here, I hope, is what, boys? V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov, Brisi Yitzchak, Brisi Avram. So what's the obvious question? Yeah, it's the wrong order. Shkoyach. The one time you're allowed to speak. It's okay. So he says, why? Why is it out of order? Rashi already picks up on this. And he says, what's going on over here? Rashi says, first of all, there's two anomalies. You don't have it in front of you. Well, one anomaly is that Yaakov was written with a Vav. It's always written generally Chaser. The Chamisha Makomas Nichtav Malei. He says, so there's a famous Vort, which we'll get to in just a moment, that the Chamisha Makomos Eliyahu is referred to b'chaser. Hinei anochi shleil lechem es Eliyahu Navi. I'm sorry if you ever sang the song, you sing it the wrong way. When I give my song class. Hinei anochi shleil lechem es Eliyahu ha. No, it's Eliyahu. I don't know how you're going to sing the song. But okay, he says, b'chamish mekobos, Yaakov notaloso mishmo. He gave it to him, it's something to do with the gula. Here's a pasuk about gula. So, right, and then that's Eliyahu Navi when it comes to the Gula itself. Vavachibor, we have to be Mechaber, the different Jews all together. Okay, great words there, not for now. The Rashi continues and says, also, we could say, Lama Nemar Chona Kolomar Kedai Hu Yaakov HaKotel Lekach. I would think that Yaakov's, the last of the Avos, Avram was Avram. How can you say that? Vim Enu Kedai Hare Yitzhak. No, it's the other way around. Yaakov seems to be, when you go backwards, just saying, here's the most important, and if you didn't have the schos of Yaakov, okay, I'll give you Yitzchak. And not Yitzchak, okay, at least Avraham. Very interesting. So we have to understand what exactly is going on over here. What is this great schos of Yaakov, and then Yitzchak, and then Avraham. Before we do, I want to quote for you a medrash. This is the Mechilta. The Mechilta asks this question. So Mechilta says, don't we say in Shemon Esrei every day, look at Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we'll get back to that. Shomeani. I would have said, Kol hakodem bedavar huchashav michaveiro. Like Rashi says, Zecharti is brisi Yaakov, Yaakov brisi Yitzchak. Magid lanu akasov, it teaches us that maybe sheshloshim shkulin zeh keneged zeh. They're equal to each other. Maybe there's something different here. Maybe it starts with Yaakov, because Yaakov is the last of the Avos, and he's the one who had the Sar Gidol Banim. He had the most difficult life with his sons. The Fish Yisho Nikor B'Shem Yaakov. We're called Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael's after Yaakov. Or, he writes, the Midrash tells us the following. Kol Yaakov Shebetoira Chaser Vav Bar Minchad Melo. Then it says, Brother Brisa Yaakov here, Mali Lama Shaitam, he told Shlema, Shal Yotzim Nei Psoilis. He was the only one, as opposed to Avram, who had Yishmael, Yitzchak, who had Esav, he had a Zeresh al Kayama. All of them were equal in their sitkus. They were great. Shiftei Ka, they called them. We call them. Okay. But let's get to the source of the question. The idea is the following. Says, think a very, very beautiful idea. Very beautiful idea. The Lubina Rav, Rav Meir Shapiro. You know him from Daf Yomi fame, which is much, much later in his life. It's become quite the popular thing. So let's understand. Says the Lubina Rav that we know that each of the Avos equal to different quality. And in fact, we're working on those qualities during Sefiras Omer. Avram equals Chesed. Yitzchak is Avoda. Yaakov is Torah. Those that read Pirkei Avos also during this time know that the world stands on Torah, Avoda, Gimel Chesed. The three fundamental foundations of any good Jew. So says Lubina Rav, in the times of Golos, when Golos started, so we started with the Yaakov. We started with the Midah of the Torah. Torah was strong in the times of the Rishonim. Oh, you don't know what Torah was like. But then things got more difficult. They got more bitter. Hundreds of years passed, but there was still Avodah. There still was a strong Davidim. The trembling, Rabbi Yisrael Salant would say. My grandfather told this to me once. In Europe, when they would come in and they would say Rosh Chodesh Elul, everybody would start crying. What do we say when we hear Rosh Chodesh Elul? Oh, camp's over in 2 weeks. Oh, that's terrible. Right? They would be tremble. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Hashanah's coming. And then, excuse me for saying, maybe this is Rav Meir Shapiro speaking, you know, almost 100 years ago saying, and now, what do we have? Chesed. Everybody does chesed. Right? You don't have to be frum to do chesed. People are building hostels. People are doing amazing things. You can go all around the United States and see weird names for buildings and say, oh, that's a Jew. You know, that building's a Jew. Why is it called Mount Sinai? Hey, we're Mount Sinai Jew, you know? Or see the name of someone say, oh, Shkoyach, that's my guy. That's one of mine. Comes along with my friend in his sefer and he says, I shudder to think that have we gotten any better? Is it any better in our own generation? Lubitarov wrote this 100 years ago and said, oh, Chesed, he said, so maybe he says you're going to be confused by saying, what are you saying, Rabbi Fran? There's more Torah being learned specifically in Eretz Yisrael than ever before. Certainly more than Surin Papadisa. How could it be? The Gemara actually speaks about it. I heard a great shiur by my brother-in-law on this topic. The topic was, are you allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? So there's a Gemara that says you can't leave Bavel to go anywhere else. So Mestama, that was talking about the times of what? When there's so much Torah there, how can you leave any Dara Lebamilkom Torah? The Rabbi Fan says, yeah, but if you look at it the other way, you say, but look at the percentage of people learning Torah compared to the percentage of Jews in the world. It's still pretty pathetic. It's on the front. I think Isha Torah, you know, just opened up a new Torah center in Argentina. Oh, it's beautiful. More Torah than ever before, but still not there. So we have the Chesed, we have the Avraham. And actually that vort was actually said by the great Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who said, that's why we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, but then we say Baruch HaTashem, Magen Avraham. Because we say, not Magen Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, because we know. Chesed, that's what we have. We have Chesed. That's what he says. Now, it could be that Rav Sternbach in his Sefer says something similar. Rav Sternbach writes that the bris, he says it a little bit differently, the bris that was given was concretized and finalized with Yaakov Avinu. Each word built upon each other. There was the bris of Chesed, of Gvura, and of Emes. And each of them built until Yaakov was the ultimate, and that's really what the Midrash over here says. He was the ultimate of the Avos. Because he combined the Midos of his father and his grandfather together into this Midah of Emes. And we have to follow all of this in order for it to be an everlasting bond, bris. You can't have one without the other. So, of course, Rav Sternbach says his emes, Yaakov's emes, is emes in Torah. And yes, there's the Mesiras Nefesh. He doesn't actually say in avoda of davening, but Yitzchak Avinu is the avoda of devotion to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Avram is, of course, the torch of Chesed, both spiritual and physical, helping people out. And that's what we need. He doesn't go as far as saying what we said in each of the generations, like with Meir Shapiro. But we need all of these. So I want to do something that I've certainly probably never done before. And we'll probably get, if I don't come to Yeshiva tomorrow, someone will get me. I mean, I'll be dead. And I'm going to disagree with my friend with all due respect. And I think that's the vort of life is like a box of chocolates. Life is a box of chocolates is a horrible outlook on life. Because it's saying, you get whatever you get, and don't get upset, like I tell my kids. You get what you get, don't get upset. You reach into the bag of taffies, and you want only a red taffy. It's all, you only like a red taffy, because, you know, you're 5 years old, and that's all you know is red taffy. And it comes up, a blue taffy, and you hate a blue taffy. So what do? You usually get your way. Life is about to say, you get what you get, and don't get upset. You're shkoyach, and just give life. You say to yourself, you know what? I got my friend. He's in ex-yeshiva. He's stark. He's going to Shanabat. He's going to represent Torah. Me? Not so much. I wasn't given those. It's not anybody's fault. I don't blame anybody. It's just the way I was born. I don't have the attachment to Torah the same way. But you know what my yeshiva taught me? Chesed. Well, I'm a big chesed person. Or I'm a big avoided person. That's what I got. That was my box of chocolates. And I'm going to eat it. It's delicious. And I'll make a bracha on it. It's good. That's what I got. I say no to that. I say no, emphatically no to that. Keep trying. I've said this many times. Maybe I didn't say it this year, so it's good to say it again. Another reason why I should be put in a cheru. So I'm not a big fan of the art scroll type books on the Gadolim. Because if you've ever read any of these books, so you read about this Gadol, oh, when he was 7 years old, so he finished Shas. And this Gadol, a little bit was off the derech, because he only finished Shas when he was 9, Nebuch, you know. And he wrote his first Sefer when he was 16. And he did Tikkunim when he was 12. And we say to ourselves, I can't be like that. But then when you see the real stories of a Gedolim, and some, of course, exemplify the story I just told you. They're not all not true. But a lot of Gedolim will tell you, as Nelson C. Finkel, I was mamish in the room when he said this, you got to try hard. You got to learn. He says, what do you think? You go again and again and again and read the Gemara 100 times and 101 times. That's how you become a good at anything that you want to do. But you have to apply yourself. You know that funny story about the person who wants to be, you know, a great whatever. And sometimes it's actually true. But they have the story of the great sports person. I don't know. Let's say Michael Jordan. They said they used to make fun of me. They said, you can't be, you're never going to be in the NBA. You're not that good. You're not tall enough. You're on the streets. You're not. Well, stop it. And people laughed at him. And people in the business world, the same thing. This is the baseline of success is when people say, you're crazy. That idea is crazy. Then you know you're going to make it. It's amazing. So I don't think that that's true to say, Yaakov, Torah, forget about that. Forget about it. We're not going to get into Eretz Yisrael because of the Torah. No! In a week from today, less than a week, 6 days from today, we'll celebrate the 51st anniversary of Yerushalayim, and obviously in the Nevuah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that same week will be the dedication of the embassy of the United States, obviously done for Yom Yerushalayim purposes. Have you seen how far we've come? Less than a month ago, 70th anniversary of Medinas Yisrael. Do you have any idea what's going on here? Do you have an idea of the phenomenon that maybe your parents were the first years of the phenomenon, you know, of the year in Israel? But certainly your grandparents were not. Do you get to take a year off and learn in Israel and get my skill? And people are learning like you've never seen in your life. It's unbelievable. So you're telling me you should give up and say, I'm just an avodah guy. No! I want to be a Yaakov Avinu. And I think it's obviously purposeful. Emes is talking about being emes in everything that we do. Because the Torah is worthless if there's not emes in everything that we do. Chois Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And if I'm not truthful in everything that I do, in every way that I act, it's worthless. You know it's going to come now. Of course there's going to be a plane story now. Because we like to tell the stories on the plane. And of course, if it's a plane story, it has to be about davening, because that's my pet peeve, as you know. The emes of the Torah is the people who represent the Torah. So I'm on the plane. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave me amazing Sata Deshmaya that my Lufthansa German Airlines was delayed over an hour, which meant I would have to spend Lag BaOmer in Germany. Not a good idea, fire German. I didn't want to do it. So I called United and I begged them to get me on a flight. And they gave me a direct flight, but I knew it would be packed because there were a lot of Lag BaOmer type people on the flight. And there were wonderful people there, I'm sure, on the flight. I'm sure. I didn't get to talk to everyone. Baruch Hashem, I was able to sleep. And davening, as you know, comes on the flight very quickly, within 3 hours. But, you know, you want to stay up, you can't stay up, you fall asleep. And then, Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't wake me up. The Hasidim woke me up to their melodious davening. Okay. Doesn't matter. You know what happened, whether I joined or not. You know. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem, on this plane, there was 3-4 minyanim. It was very, very nice. Different, I guess, sects of Hasidim. Everybody was davening. And then, all of a sudden, I don't know if this is only United you have an automatic, the plane you hear goes like this for a second, and then, please take your seats. And then the captain gets on. The captain says, ladies and gentlemen, we have unexpected turbulence on its way. And he says the words I personally never want to hear. Flight attendants, please take your jump seats. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't mean something good. If they're sitting down, you know, when you see them up and about, you're like, everything's going to be okay. But they have to take their jump seat. And then comes the other flight attendant and gets on and says, ladies and gentlemen, we at United respect the importance of your prayers. However, this is dangerous. He didn't say the word. He's like, Puach nefesh, doich kolotar kula. And the Rambam said, no, he didn't say that. He says, please, I'm begging you to please sit down. If we have to sit down, kal v'chomer, he didn't say it. Kal v'chomer, you have to sit down. And beautiful. 80% of the people. 80% sat down. 80%, everybody's sitting down, this and that. I had it already, Davin Baruch Hashem. I was sitting there and watching this. I said, oh, lessons from the lathe, here we go. 20% didn't sit down. That's not the emes of the Torah. That is Rav Sternbach's taking all three of these. They all go together, Rabbi Yisai. So I have to work on my chesed, yes. I have to work on my avoda and my Torah, but they're all together. I can't have, they're together, right? And sometimes I say, well, I look like this. I always remember Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once. He came to Shir very late one day. He was coming from the airport. And we said, Rebbe, is everything okay? No, everything's not okay. It was an anti-Semitic cab driver, he said. And he drove me in circles thinking I didn't know where I was. And I knew he was driving. And I was so mad at him, I only gave him a $10 tip. And as a New Yorker, we were like, Rebbe, you ever hear of stiffen the cab driver? I'm like, you don't give him anything. So he looked at me. I said this, of course, to him, being the chutzpahdik person in Shir. And he said, you don't look like me. I have a beard. And I have a hat. And I have payas. He's going to tell all of his friends, look at these cheap Jews. They didn't even give me a tip. He's not going to tell them the story that he took them around in circles. So sometimes you have to be with Kaddish Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, after about five announcements, everybody did sit down. But that's the devotion. Life gives you chocolates. You make a bracha and you eat the chocolates, but you do with it what you can. You say, okay. All three of these come together. And with the time that we're in and how much easier it's become, I have to tell you, you know, the generation of being able to, you know, we're talking before a little bit about preparing shurim and how much easier it is with all these new cheat svarim, you know, whether it's the Piskei Tshuvas or Tzurim Rabbanon or just going on to Bar Ilan or going on to your own little app and going to, what's it called? Safri, whatever it's called. Right? Everything is there. And there are source sheets on there. It's amazing. I shouldn't fight for Torah. I shouldn't say, no, I want to be a Yaakov Jew. And that, Rabbi says, the Vavachibor. That's mechaber me. I have a chelik be'araisa. Can you imagine that you can go, think about this just for 1 second. We'll end with this. Imagine being able to go to your professor in college, Lahabdil, and saying to him, oh, you're my math professor? I have a vort for you. You want to hear a vort? And he says, okay. Listen, you're holding? 2 plus 2 is 4. Do me a favor, get the heck out of my guy. You don't ever come back. You can go up to one of your rabbeim, and you could say, I heard a great vort, I want to tell it to you. And you know what your rebbe will say to you? Psh, that's a beautiful vort. I never heard that vort before. Because Torah is so expansive. Think about the fact that you could say a piece of Torah to the biggest gadol in the world. Say, I never heard that vort before. That's a beautiful vort. Who said that? Wow. That sounds a little crazy. Not because the rebbe doesn't know. I don't know of every board from Rav Nachum Breslov. Trust me. Or one. I don't. So you could tell me. Your chilka rice is maybe that. Maybe. This guy's the expert of this guy. Give yourself a chance. But it should be mishulav with the chesed and with the avodah. Rebbeinu Shem should give us this Vav HaChibur of Yaakov Avinu to be Mechaber as we have the great schus of celebrating Yerushalayim and the Nevuah in front of us, of building, of Zakenim Zakenos, being able to sit in Yerushalayim and watch kids playing, and more buildings coming up, and embassies coming up, because that's what the Nevuah tells us. That's the time of Mashiach. That's the Geula of Brisiyav. Let's not forget the Haaretz Eskor. And I'll remember the land and bring you back to the greatest place in the world, the place that you have the schus of being with here for an entire year, hopefully more, Amir Tzashem. With that, it should bring Mashiach Zidkenu, the Behera of Yamenu, and we should be Zeicha to only Besairus Tavis.